Oh, grateful for our time with you this morning as we gather together to worship you. Father, we're thankful for this evening that we have a chance to sing together songs of praise to thee and to each other. And Father, to learn what you'd have us to do in life through songs and how to be in life and, Father, how to rejoice over the good things that happen to us. Thank you for giving us another day. For those that are sick among our number, Father, we ask you to watch over them and care for them in such a way. We pray, Father, that they may gain their normal walks in this life. Thank you for your Son that came into the world. It taught us the things that you'd have us to know and died on the cruel cross for our sins. Help us, Father, strive in our lives to be more like him every day in our lives. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with the privilege of living in the United States of America, a land of freedom, a land of opportunity, a land of blessings that are beyond measure. Father, we pray for this land. We pray for America. We pray that once again it may look to you for the guidance that it needs, for the help that you have given us throughout the inceptions of this land. Father, it's unbelievable. But it was because that man looked to you for help. We pray that, Father, once again, that the people of this land may start looking to you and get back to the Bible and to the ways that you'd have us to be. That love does not come by hating and hurting. Love comes through your Son of loving each other, caring for each other, and taking care of each other. Bless this land, Father, and we pray for the guidance of the leaders of this land that they may look to you for the spiritual help. Thank you, Father, for the church in which we are able to come to. Father, we ask you to bless us as we do your work here. Help us to grow, Father, in number. Help us to grow our faith. Help us, Father, be that light that you'd have us to be here in this community. Father, we're grateful for Brother Robert, Sister Jane, as they work here. We ask you to bless them in such a way that much good can be done. Help us, Father, always to look to you for help, strength, and guidance. Thank you so much for the blessings that we receive every day. We realize, Father, that all blessings come from you. You've given us the ability to succeed in this world, and Father, we are thankful for that. As we sing the rest of these songs tonight, Father, we ask you to watch over and care for us. Help us always to look and be with you. Help you to help us to, Father, put you as part of our life. Father, we ask you to love us as you always have, and may we be such as you would. Again, thank you so much for your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead and mark our books at number 718. 718 for a little bit later this evening. And once we've marked that, let's turn to number 728B. 728B. This is one of my favorite songs, but I've never led this song. Because I don't know exactly for sure how to do the chorus part. But we'll try.
Different leaders do it differently. So whatever you do.
We're just going to sing this beautiful song. There is beyond the Azure blue. Yeah.
708?
708.
Can we all get to it?
708. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion, cry and bless Him, He'll prepare for us a place.
Listening for my
about number 405? 405. Oh, thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace, sing thy mercy never ceasing, all for songs of loudest praise. Teach me
as a breath or a sigh. tarry below, let us trust and adore. Him who leads us each day toward the radiant shore, where the sun never sets and the clouds never fade, where no sorrow or death makes borders invade. As the light of a flower, as the breath or a sigh, so the years glide away, and the
number 604, please. 604. Won't do all the rings of this song, but this is what song it is. So folks down in Belize, ask about would we sing that. They can sing along with us when they hear us sing it. People in Belize, down in Central America, often come to our website and listen to the singing time on the third Sunday nights. And they really enjoy the songs and they enjoy singing down that way. They practice them until they know it by memory. And they don't have to go by listening to it. But they can go by the internet and listen to it. And so it's good for them. Number 604. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Selection that you might like to.
What about 603?
603. Walking along an even, viewing the skies afar, bidding the darkness come to welcoming silver star. I am a great divine. God in His power and might is showing His truth and love. Oh, for a home with God, a place in His courts to rest, sure and safe alone with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul once redeemed by the Savior's love. Where are we pure and whole? Live. Anybody else to lead a singing tonight?
Oh, I think Mr. Smith's back here probably.
I'll tell you, he's capable of doing it. But you don't have to say.
Just like
you're on.
If you listen to his wife singing, he can do pretty good.
He can do pretty good. He can do pretty good.
Right.
Good.
He does great. I can't keep it up there.
But we're just about time. And Thomas selected for us to split up to the song. And we're okay. We're 20 minutes until the hour. And so we're okay to turn to that song. And 7:18, good to go with stand.
The devotional thought tonight is found in the Bible in reference to the prodigal son. Since his Father's Day, the idea is to represent them and represent them in a good way and a helpful way. And in spite of his having a wonderful, outstanding father who loved him and cared for him in every way that he could. He saw him for our country, that he wanted to go over there. So he came to his father, give me my inheritance that I may go. And so he went. And when he got over there in that particular land, he spent it in righteous living, as it says. And he began to be a man in that land, so much so that he had not the wherewithal to do what anybody would do. And so he began to do what a Jewish boy would have a terrible time doing, that is to feed the swine. But one day he came to himself, by himself. That's a good thing to happen. We come to ourselves because we're thinking the right things then. And when he came to himself, he said, why did I perish in this land? Though I would fain eat the husk that the swine did eat, I found myself in such need that he could say, why do I perish in this land when the servants in my father's house have more than I can spare? I will rise and I will go to my father, and I'll say, Father, I have sinned against thee and heaven. We forget that we sin against mankind, but we also sin against God. Anytime we make decisions in life not His will, we're sinning against God. And the idea is that the Lord holds it against us. He wants us to be repenting, shameful about it, and sorrowful about it. Here was a young man who says, I will rise with my father and say, I've sinned against heaven and thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But he was in a special relationship with his father. And that father cares about us the same way he cared about his son. He cared about us returning to him. And when he came back to him, he was restored with the robe, with the ring of authority, and with all the blessings that he had of the family that was there. And his elder brother, who said, wait a minute, I never did any of these sort of things, and did not reward me in this way. And he was offended by the fact that his brother had come home. Was that the forgiveness of God? Was that the forgiveness of love? Was that the care that his father extended to him? All that I have is thine, Father told me. You could have anything about me now, but it's the case that thy brother that was dead alive again. He was lost, and he is now found. The Lord looks at our spiritual person inside each one of us and knows the condition of that spiritual person. And as we sing this song, think about your relationship with him in mind as we stand together and sing.
Who at the door is standing, patiently drawing
my God.
too late, and after this song, Gene, would you do us a word of prayer? Thank you. I have found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the heirs of 10,000 to my soul. Give us our ministry and go with us throughout